It's 9:30 at night. And so far, this clear spring night is calm and quiet. But, as you know, a storm of savage violence is brewing. As you know, that storm is going to break any moment. And though he can have no inkling of what is about to occur, no hint of the explosion that's going to affect his life, too, Perry Mason is vaguely disturbed as he stands at the window in his office far above the city.
Harry? You worried about Kate Beekman?
Yes.
I just don't understand it either. Unless Paul Drake is wrong.
No, Della. Paul only makes mistakes in his expense accounts. Kate Beekman has been working in the nightclub managed by Gordon Weber. She's been working there for months.
She knows what kind of man Gordy Weber is. She knows how her father feels about Gordy. Well, at least she did quit her job.
Yeah.
You going to tell her folks, Chief?
Kate deserves the chance to tell them herself.
Oh, you know what her father's going to say. Well, I'll get that.
Oh, I've got it. Yes?
Mr. Mason?
Yes, who's this?
Audrey Beekman.
Oh, yes, Audrey.
Mr. Mason, something's happened. Oh, it might. I'm scared.
Well, what, Audrey? Audrey, just take time to tell it to me straight.
Well, Kate went out tonight. Said she was going to a girlfriend's, but a cab driver brought her purse back.
What?
She took a taxi and she dropped her purse.
Uh-huh.
The driver brought it back and said she went to the Graydon apartment building.
The Graydon?
That's where Gordy Weber lives. You remember?
Yes, I know.
Ed's gone, Mr. Mason.
To the Graydon?
Yes. When Ed heard she was at the Graydon, he left. His face, it scared me to look at him. I couldn't make him listen.
All right, now when did he leave?
Just a minute ago. A couple of minutes. I was so upset I dialed the wrong number. Oh, Mr. Mason, I know Kate isn't with Gordy, but if Ed sees Gordy, if he even sees him, I'm scared. Ed, I was scared of him. He's like a crazy man.
All right, now, Audrey, listen to me and do just exactly as I say.
Yes, sir.
As soon as I hang up, phone the Drake Detective Agency. Now, you've met Paul Drake.
Yes, yes.
He knows you. Tell him that I said to phone Gordy and warn him. To tell Weber if Kate is there, to get her out immediately. And Weber is to get out of sight and stay out of sight. Do you have that?
Yes, sir.
Now, listen. If for any reason you cannot reach Mr. Drake, phone Gordy yourself, but don't get rattled. Now, it'll take Ed at least 15 minutes, probably more, to reach the Graydon apartments. Meanwhile, I'll go out there and try to stop Ed before he gets inside. But don't waste time, Audrey. And don't get rattled, okay?
Yes, sir.
Right. Della, let's go. And hurry.
But meanwhile, on the seventh floor of the Graydon apartment building, a waitress and her sweetheart, a bellboy, had been engrossed in close conversation. Now they spring apart as the elevator stops at the seventh floor. The waitress and her sweetheart watch a very lovely red-haired girl step out of the elevator and...
Jimmy.
Just kidding, baby. She's not half as pretty as you.
Yes, she is. She's real pretty. What beautiful red hair. She looks like a nice girl.
She's okay, I guess. Yes, ma'am?
Could you tell me the number of Mr. Weber's apartment?
Mr. Weber? Gordy Weber?
Yes, please.
You want Mr. Weber's apartment?
Why, yes.
Well,
we don't know.
What?
We don't know. I don't remember any Mr. Weber. Do you, Jimmy?
Well, I...
Don't you work here?
Well, yes, but, you see, Jimmy's only started working here. I work down in the coffee shop. My customers don't introduce themselves. I'm just as glad you can meet some awful jerks in a place like this, even if you know what I mean.
Well, I thank you just the same.
If I were you, I wouldn't even look for him. You must have the wrong building.
No, this is the place. And I've got to see him. Well, I'll look at the names on the doors until I find his apartment.
What's the pitch, Marion? I don't get it.
Well, you know Gordy Weber, and that's a nice girl. I know she is.
709, Mr. Gillum. 711. Mr. Gordon Weber.
Oh, hello, Katie. I almost gave up on you.
I... My taxi was in an accident.
Well, that's too bad. Come on in. You didn't get hurt in the accident, did you, Katie? Huh? You need mercurochrome or iodine or something? Well, how about a drink? I'm having a drink.
No, thank you, Mr. Weber.
Katie, you and me all alone in my apartment, you're going to call me Gordy, aren't you?
No, Mr. Weber. And I don't want a drink. You said you have something to tell me about Mr. Jansen and my father.
Uh-huh. Okay, Miss Beekman. You call me Mr. Weber, I'll call you Miss Beekman. For now. And now I want another drink.
Please don't, Mr. Weber. I think you've had enough.
Look, Miss Beekman, nobody tells Gordy what to do. Nobody. Not anymore. I got the secrets.
What?
I say I'm the boy with the secrets. Go on, look around the place while I drink my drink. Over there, there's a dining room and the kitchen. And that door, that one goes to the bedroom. And this is another bedroom.
Mr. Weber, if you have anything to tell me, go ahead and tell
me. Mr. Weber. Look, I've known you a long time, Katie, a long time. I've watched you grow up, kind of. Girl your age, she don't get any taller, but she changes. Little changes. You only notice them if you look close. Huh. I've looked close.
Mr. Weber.
You've known me a long time, gorgeous. It's time we got to be friends.
Get away from me.
Come here, Katie.
If you touch me, I'll scream.
Well, go ahead. The place next door is empty. The guy on the other side is on a trip. Come here, Katie. Now, don't be scared, gorgeous. Don't back away from me. Okay. Keep dodging me. You've been dodging me since I knew you. It's okay for Gus Jansen to get close to you. You like Gus, huh?
He doesn't get drunk. Gus doesn't
get... Oh, don't get drunk, huh? That makes me laugh. Listen, Katie. Okay, maybe I'm a little drunk. But I'm going to stay between you and the front door. So you... Hey, come back.
No.
Come back. You... Come on out of there, I tell you. Come out of there. Okay, there's no phone in that bedroom. You hear me, baby? There's no phone in there. I'm going to beat this door down. You hear that? I'm going to beat it down. Just wait till I find something to...
What are you doing in here? All right. All right, I'm warning you. I'm going to let you have it if you don't get out of here. I'm telling you, I'm going to let you have it. I told you the last time. Okay, you asked for it. Oh, stop it! Will you break my heart? Stop it! All right, Liz. Leave the knife on the floor, will you? You don't need a knife. Listen to me, will you? Listen. Look, don't do it. Don't, will you? Wait a minute. Listen. I got dough. I got dough stashed away. Anybody can use dough. Will you stop looking like that? Listen, will you? Listen. My phone's ringing. Look, you... Let me answer the phone. You watch me. I won't try anything. See? See, I'm just going to ooch over and answer the phone. Oh, don't, will you? Don't jump!
On one side of that bedroom door stands a white-faced, terrified girl. And on the other side lies... You know what's on the other side. Join us tomorrow, won't you?